Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, and we'll begin today in verse number 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect. Jesus is teaching his disciples concerning the ministry of serving him. Serving Christ is serving people. In our text, Jesus is speaking about love, the people we are to love as we serve him by serving people. Jesus taught that to love one's neighbor was a saying that had been bantered around, and thus they were aware of that truth. But Jesus said he was going to take it a step farther. Jesus told those who were working with him in verse 44, But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Jesus did not just say to love your enemies. That we would have left up to a lot of different interpretation. Jesus concreted the thought he was giving his servants and said not only love your enemies, but also bless, do good, and pray. Jesus covered every possible category of opponent that we may face as we serve him. And Jesus said that we are to treat them better than what our flesh will want to do. Jesus told those helping him in the ministry that true reward does not come from doing that in which is easy, but true reward comes from doing that in which is hard. And to some of us, that in which seems to be impossible. Jesus said that when we learn to do that in which is hard, we come to a place in our life of perfection or maturity. That takes time and growth and a lot of work and effort. These thoughts that Jesus is giving to those who truly want to serve him go against what the world teaches and also what our flesh wants. But maturity brings reward, and maturity comes from doing what is difficult. Are these thoughts Jesus taught ones that we cannot wait to embrace? No, not at all. We hope we never have to, but Jesus is giving the realities of being in the ministry with him. Do the hard thing, and maturity, and then reward will follow. So let me give you this last passage of scripture for today. This is Galatians 6, 9, and 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.